I need somebody help. Not just anybody help. You know I need someone.
Time once again for Helping Hands, our weekly look on a Sunday morning at how you can use your time and your skills to help others. And welcome back Ian Harkness from the volunteering charity CSV with some more suggestions how we can volunteer our time and our skills. Welcome, Ian.
Morning.
So first, Demelza Hospice Care for Children needs your help.
Yes, Demelza Hospice is looking for volunteers who'd be interested in leading a Demelza Friends Group. Now, Friends Groups are small teams of Demelza supporters who meet regularly to come up with new ways to raise funds and how to raise awareness of Demelza in their local area. Now, with your Friends Group, you'll organise regular meetings and devise your own fundraising activities to raise money for the hospice. Now, Demelza Care is a 10-bedded hospice at Bobbing near Sittingbourne, but there are other facilities at Eltham, South London, and Hailsham in East Sussex.
Next then, are you being served? I'm free, Mr. Humphreys.
It was a wonderful TV programme. How would you like to be a volunteer retail assistant for Barnardo's? Now, Barnardo's have shops all over Kent, but they need volunteers to work in them, and just about every town in Kent needs them, but in particular, Tunbridge. Now, the Tunbridge store needs volunteers more than most, so this is an urgent call first for volunteers to help out at the Tunbridge branch. But if you have a local Barnardo's store operating near you, then don't hold back just because you can't make Tunbridge. Just wander into your local branch. They'll be pleased to meet you. Now, Martin, have you ever bought anything from a charity shop?
Yes, absolutely. I enjoy a tour around a charity shop, actually. We've got some kitchen furniture that we've bought there and bric-a-brac. You never quite know what you're going to find. It's always intriguing, don't you think?
Well, this is a fantastic opportunity to gain experience in all aspects of the retail operation. Volunteer retail assistants are trained to assist in a wide range of activities like customer service, using the till, stock control, merchandising, and pricing. So, if you want to learn new skills and meet new people, why not go into your local Barnardo's shop or just check out their website?
Finally, a lot of coffees have been drunk this weekend.
Yes, Friday was the day Macmillan Cancer Support staged their world's biggest coffee morning. 115,000 coffee mornings took place across the UK. Count them, 115,000. 5,000 of them in Kent. Touring Kent has been the charity's fundraising manager for the county, Laura Kennedy.
The amazing news is that we actually have 115,000 coffee morning hosts across the country, and 4 million people across the UK are going to attend, which is absolutely incredible. And that's all through coffee, cakes, raffles, lots of exciting things going on. There's even some coffee mornings that are going on into October. And in Kent, we have over 3,000 coffee morning hosts.
And one of the places Laura called in on was the Vestry Hall in Marden, where Jane Lowther was running a coffee morning. Her father died of cancer in 2007, and he was looked after by Macmillan Cancer Support.
So, Ian, if any of these opportunities are of interest, who should people contact?
Well, contact me first at CSV and I'll put you in touch. That's ian.harkness@bbc.co.uk or dial 08459 811111 and leave us your contact details.
And if you'd like to take up any of the volunteering roles you've heard today, contact Ian direct, as he says, ian.harkness@bbc.co.uk or that important number 08459 811111. We'll be back with more next Sunday.